Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And today this episode is brought to you by my Bliss Habit e-course. That is at theblisshabit.com. And it's a 12-week e-course that you go through at your own pace. And it is all about deepening your spiritual connection, really teaching you the tools to break through all of your fears and move to the other side, creating an action plan for you and connecting you to an incredible tribe of like-minded sisters who want to elevate with you. So if you guys are interested, I would love to have you on that closed Facebook page, in this group, with this tribe, and that's at theblisshabit.com. So you can go click the link in show notes to join right now. And today, you guys, I was just recording something, a little bit of inspiration for a video that we were doing about how every day is day one. The quote, every day is day one. And to me, that resonates so deeply because I swear it's like I go to bed and nothing I did the day before feels like it rolled over into the next day. Have you ever felt that way? You're like, I just listened to a podcast. I just read a book. I just did this or that. Yet I am not feeling that awesome again this morning. And it's almost like we go to sleep and we have like spiritual amnesia overnight, right? It's like, I don't know who I am. I don't know what to do. I don't know what makes me feel good. So what I want you guys to do, this is really important. And this is something that I do all of the time because it changes. You change and you evolve as a human being just about on a daily basis. And I think when we can recognize this and be totally cool with it, that's when we can evolve even faster and when we can really enjoy the process and the growth. So something that I am really looking at right now is every single day, I'm like, what's still working for me and what's not? Am I enjoying still running? Am I enjoying going to SoulCycle? Am I enjoying seeing this instructor or doing this person's workout? Am I enjoying this book? Am I enjoying this genre of books? Like, are you finding that you're continuing to do things because you think that you should, or you think that it's going to get you this result, yet it hasn't quite gotten you this result? And a lot of times if we're not getting the result we want and we're feeling like we're forcing things in our life, it probably means that that thing may not be for you because you are standing up against that wave every single day, right? And the waves are coming and they're coming and they're coming and you just keep standing there and pushing against them. Where if you just turned your surfboard around and you rode the wave, you'd be like, I had no idea this could be so enjoyable and relaxing. Like, yes, there's the period where you paddle out in between the waves and that is freaking tiring, but you get the break, right? You get the break, you get to ride the wave. It's amazing. It's like, it gives you all of this energy for the rest of the trip, for the rest of the ride, and you feel good. So are you feeling like you are just paddling upstream every single day? Are you feeling like you get to catch a few waves? You get to enjoy parts of your day, parts of your life. You get to do things that make your soul feel good, that make you feel like you. If you've forgotten who you are, you might want to reassess because I literally do this all of the time now. Am I doing things that are no longer serving me that once were serving me? So it's not like those things are bad. It just means that they have served the purpose in your life for the amount of time that they were meant to. And now it's time to find the new wave, right? Like maybe it's time to stop riding the baby waves and it's time to go a little bit bigger, or maybe it's time to stop riding the big waves and it's time to catch some baby waves, you know, because that's how life goes. It's very ebb and flow. And there are times when we're pushing so hard that it's time to look and say, I got to go to the smaller waves. I gotta just ride something really easy. I gotta ride something I know that I can catch. I just want to show up and kind of have just a fun, easy day out on the water instead of just so much effort, right? So I want you to look at your life and look at every day as day one. Every day is day one. It's a brand new day. What you did yesterday does not carry into the next day. It does not guarantee necessarily that you're going to be happy. It doesn't guarantee that you're going to get a result. It's like when you start eating healthy food, you have to do it every single day, right? Yes, we can get our goodies in there, some treats or some chocolate or whatever you feel you want to do. But for the most part, you have to treat today just like you did the day before in order to continue to get those results. So what makes you feel good and what makes you happy? You have to treat every day like it's the day one. And I know that I've talked about this a lot, but today I want you to assess what is working and what is not. And what do you need to do every single day to make sure that you are happy? Maybe it's a ritual. For me, I have to say a prayer. I have to meditate. I have to get grateful. Now, I can literally do all those things in 3 to 5 minutes now. So I have no excuse because I can do it while I'm drinking my coffee. I can put my coffee mug down. I can say a quick prayer and quick gratitude and just get present, because social media can really just kind of make you feel like a crazy person, or your emails can make you feel that way, or maybe your kids or whatever's going on if you don't have those moments of peace. So do the thing that makes you find peace, that makes you feel so grateful, that makes you drop into your physical body, meaning makes you stop thinking of all the things spinning outside of your world, and just reminds you how important it is to stay close to the things that make you feel happy, that make you feel like you, that make you feel joy. And we can get close to those things even when we're busy. You can pull in the little things that make you feel that way. So if you've got a full work day, could you add some good music? Could you take 3 seconds to put on some music you love? Right? If you've got a full work day and you're completely overwhelmed, could you make sure that you go get your favorite cup of coffee? Could you put on some aromatherapy or light a candle that you love? How can you make this experience of life just a little bit more joyful every single day? Guys, life is a gift. Life is a gift and it's short. And sometimes we've got the hustle and sometimes we've got the flow, right? Sometimes we got the big wave and sometimes we are just going to ride that little baby wave, stop paddling against all of everything that is pushing towards us and just ride it. Like, just ride it. Let the sun hit your skin. Relax. Whatever you need to do. But it's a constant daily assessment. And I know the people who are the happiest that I've met are assessing every single day what is working and what's not. It's that little thing called awareness. That's it. That little thing called awareness, being aware of what's for you and what is not and what's no longer working. So you guys, thank you so much for being on the podcast. You know that without you, I would never be able to do this and this podcast would not be what it is. And I so appreciate every time that you share, you rate and review and subscribe. It is everything if you love a podcast. That is how you can love the podcast back. And until next time, you guys, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.